Well, today for the daily inspiration, I would like to read out of the book of Job, Job chapter 1. I find Job a very inspiring, very intriguing book. It is one of the oldest books. I believe they say Job would have been around the time of Moses. Just in a different geographic location. But there's a lot of things here that we don't quite understand what exactly was going on. But what I would like to touch on this morning is found in Job chapter 1, verse 9. And I'm going to read from 1 down through verse 11. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And then as we read on, there's great difficulty that came upon Job. There were his sons and daughters were killed. His oxen and asses were taken away. And just one after the next, he lost basically all that he had. He lost in one day. And then we read in the 2nd chapter that his wife challenged him and encouraged him to just curse God and die. What a wicked woman. What a devastating time this must have been for Job. But back to verse 9 of chapter 1, Satan said to the Lord, "Doth Job fear God for naught?" In our modern English, we would say, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" First of all, I want to say that whenever Satan speaks, it's either an outright lie, or it's a partial lie, or it's a twisted truth. He'll never just speak the truth unless somehow he can twist it to his own advantage. Satan's not interested in speaking the truth. So here, when he said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" it wasn't as straightforward as it might seem. He was challenging the Lord about it. He was challenging the Lord in the idea that the Lord was so good to him. And that's why Job feared God, just for the stuff and the protection. And another thing is, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. When there's a brother or a sister when there's anyone that is saved, Satan only wants to accuse. He doesn't want to acknowledge the good in that person's life. He just wants to accuse. Now, if it were true that Job only feared God for the stuff and the protection, then Satan wouldn't have wanted to reveal it. When someone is lost in sin and deception, the devil's not interested in shedding truth onto that, shedding light. He's not interested in exposing the wrong in someone's life. He's only interested in accusing the righteous. And that's what he was doing here. Does Job fear God for nothing, he said. And then he went on to say how God made a hedge about him, and how he has blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased, and all those things. I see this statement as having been very, very insidious, just twisted and wrong. He was blaming God to the face of being too good to him. And saying Job only feared him for nothing, or for the self, for the protection. And then God allowed Satan access to Job's stuff and his protection to see where things went. And Job sinned not through it all, it says. Satan took away pretty well all that he had, right down to even his health. And he was miserable and sick, had lost basically everything, and still he said, the Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful testimony. Oh, what an encouragement to my heart. That someone can go through all that and still bless the Lord. Job proved it. And Satan helped Job to prove it by taking him through this. But Job proved that his love for God was real. It was much higher than the benefit he got. And Satan revealed more of himself in this. How he's only out to steal and to kill and to destroy. He's not out for life and for blessing. And back again to the idea that Job would have been fearing God for the stuff and the protection. Let's consider this. God is good. God is merciful to all mankind. But he does give of himself to his children. Those that walk in his ways, those that walk in godliness, God rewards them. He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And of course, God, being the creator and sustainer of all the universe, walking in his ways, of course, will lead to blessing. We are living and walking and working in accordance to the master plan of the Master, the creator of all the universe. When we walk with him and fit into his program, of course, things will be good for us. Of course, we will find blessing after blessing. So, Job was also accusing God. He was trying to separate God's goodness from God himself. Of course, those that follow him will have a special blessing. God is good, so it will also be good to serve him. So let's not be sidetracked by the psychology of Satan. The idea that we should fear God for nothing, that's not how it works. When we fear God, we will be rewarded. That's as true as can be. We don't fear him for nothing. That's not who God is. That's not God's character. God is altogether good. If we identify with him, if we walk with him, if we fear him, we will get to share of his goodness. So fear God, but don't try to tell yourself you need to do it for nothing. Fear God, and then you can have God and experience God and walk with God and be blessed by God. That's all part of the package. So may God add his blessing upon your day. And I trust these words are edifying. Just keep looking to the Lord.